T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Touchdown! Cincinnati with the score. Ocho
Offside,
Cinco.
Defense number 74.
Oh, he's going to try.
Penalty is declined. Touchdown.
He wants to try it.
He's going to need a boost.
Lambeau leap.
Oh, he found,
he found friends.
I think he bought those tickets.
Ocho Cinco knew what he was doing.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You just heard that that Iron Eagle call for Chad Ocho Cinco. He's going to join us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ocho Cinco, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm beautiful. I love you. Everything is good. I can't complain. Other than that, it's a great day. I just feel good today. I don't know what it is. Probably because I'm calling in.
Well, listen,
I like that. That's very nice.
Chad, we do like that, and we appreciate that. We talk a lot about, Chad, about the fastest guy in the NFL, and right. Now you got this event coming up. Ted Ginn Jr., as you know, recently said, I'll race any active wide receiver for $10,000.
Right.
Is he the fastest guy, in your opinion, or is Tyreek Hill? That would be a fun one to see, too.
You know, it would be a fun one to see. And what people fail to realize is they always base everything off 40 times. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is fast. He's extremely fast. But there are so many other suitors.
True.
That are worthy, that don't get put in the same positions as Tyreek to be able to show off their speed due to the system they play in or not getting the opportunities Tyreek does. He is extremely fast, but I guarantee you, for those who actually know the game of football and know the speedsters that do play, there are many that can run just like that. And when you add another body to the side of you and you're not running against the clock, that's added pressure. So you never know what may happen when you're racing against somebody.
All right, so you have this coming up this weekend, like we said, 40 yards of gold. It's this Saturday. It's on pay-per-view. It's at the BB&T Center. Starts at 7 p.m. You got offense versus defense. You got 8 versus 8 in these brackets. I think it's pretty interesting to see some of the names in this. What's one name on this list of 16 guys that someone might not know that's just super, super fast that we don't know about? Because I see Ted Ginn Jr., I see Jacoby Ford, I see Alvin Kamara, I see Robbie Anderson, I see Goodwin from San Francisco. These are all guys.
Oh, there's a guy.
I know, Goodwin.
Goodwin, Olympic long jumper. He could be in there, huh, Chad, maybe?
Yeah, most definitely. You know who's really fast that nobody's talking about? Jeff Badditt and Kevin Snead.
Kevin Snead against Goodwin in the first round.
Those are 2-4. These are 2-4-2 guys. These are 4-2 guys, just like Tyreek Hill. But nobody's mentioned him because Tyreek has the notoriety. He has the publicity, and he's also done it on the field on Sunday because he gets the opportunity to do so. But these guys are just as fast. It's no different.
Chad, you know what? It's funny. I saw you just put out something recent. I happened to be looking or following you and T.O. I think it was with Hollywood Brown on route running.
Uh-huh.
And I was so glad to hear you say, so glad. It was like the first thing I heard when I got here with the Dolphins, too, is like, look it, man, you can't just outrun people. You got to set them up. You guys put on a clinic. Like, I wanted every young kid to be able to be between T.O. on one side and you on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't a foot race. It's about running, setting people up on routes. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's. I'm not sure. But one thing that many skilled players focus on is they focus on running as fast as possible in a straight line. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. But the game of football, especially at the highest level, is not played in a straight line. For one is 90% mental and 10% of the game is physical. You need to be able to outthink and out-technique the person in front of you. And I try to tell all the receivers all the time, having all the speed in the world, and once they put somebody in front of you and you can't get off the line or you can't separate, you can't transition, it does you no justice. It doesn't know justice at all.
Was that your thing? Was that like the biggest thing for you? Because, you know, everyone, a lot of people have speed, but the route running, was that the one thing you wanted to master to know?
Yeah, that, most definitely. That was my niche.
Because I saw you always
write
about it.
That made my man look like he ran a 4.240 by just getting separation by route running. No question.
Yeah. My footwork and my ability to run routes, my ability to run as fast as possible and stop on a dime was my niche.
Let me ask you, there's a bunch of other things to get to with you that we haven't talked about. I go back, it's still considered to be one of the greatest moments in Hard Knocks history on HBO, going back to the Dolphin stuff. And listen, Chad, believe it or not, it wasn't you. It was the look on Joe Philbin's face. My man had never been through anything like this. Mm-hmm. And he's got you, of all people, where you're comfortable in front of a camera.
Very.
And you could tell poor Joe, first-time head coach. What was that like?
It was cool. It was cool. I enjoyed it. You know,
you did?
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool. I enjoyed it. You know, I wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. You know, having that feeling of coming home, being able to play at home in Miami in front of my folks. You know, and it didn't turn out the way it was. But you know, the man upstairs had different plans for me. Outside, you know, I messed up, but no, well, I became a better man because of it.
Yeah, no, that's great attitude that you take on all those things, Chad. I saw recently too that you said you'd love to work with some of those Dolphin receivers.
Oh yeah, man.
And
I was going to show up to camp. You know that I was going to show up.
I saw that. I saw you sent that out. Like, damn it, I'm going out there. Like, do not turn me down. I did see something like that.
Yeah. So, man, I would love to work with the receivers, but I don't think I'm qualified. I remember inquiring about it, wanting to do something with the Bengals a long time ago on a serious note, but I don't have the accolades. I don't have the credentials to be able to coach. I have the experience and the knowledge, but to actually be on the staff, I found out that there's something else that I needed. You know, it had to do with college or something of that nature, and I can't do it.
Well, it happens sometimes. I have to ask you this just because years and years ago when you were with the Bengals, I used to tell Joe every morning, I'm seeing on Twitter, it's early, real early during training camp or whatever. It might have been during the regular season. Ocho Cinco just invited 200 people to McDonald's for breakfast.
That was cool as hell.
Or invited 200 people to the movie theater. Like, you love doing that kind of stuff, right? You were social media kind of king before social media was big.
Yeah, before it got big. So what I would do during the season on the road, on the road trips, obviously the opposing fans, obviously I would have fans of the opposing team as well. So what I would do is I would pick a restaurant. So like, let's say we're going to play in Indianapolis, and I would pick a famous restaurant in the city. And for Indianapolis, it was St. Elmo's. So I would be like the first 100 people to meet me at St. Elmo's on Saturday. Once the team plane landed, you know, come have lunch with me or come have lunch with me at St. Elmo's. And I did it in Cleveland. I did it in Pittsburgh. And, you know, for almost a decade on every road game, just to have an opportunity to mingle and meet and talk football with those from the opposing team. It was fun.
I got to tell you where I know you're a big hit, up in Florida. Some of the things you've done going up there with those students and the video.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was fun. That
like,
was
how
fun.
Do you come up with these things that you end that up fun. Doing? Yeah, I had my kids up there and saw you. Yeah.
In Gainesville, Professor Spiker. Professor Spiker, he teaches a class on media. I don't know the correct name of the course, but on Twitter, they had something on Twitter where they tried to reach out to someone and get them to come speak, and I happened to see it a few years ago, and they said, can you come and talk to our class? And Professor Spiker, you know, I told him, you know what, I will come. He got in contact with me, but the class didn't know. And one day, you know, they were having a speaker, and they had no idea it was me. And I drove down to Gainesville and went and talked to the sports media class. And I mean, I've done that maybe two or three times.
By the way, then he went out and bought everybody food too.
Of course,
I'll never
he did.
Forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course,
to the swamp. I think the name of it was
Wow.
So I took the entire class.
Well done, well done, Chad. That's a landmark place up there in Gainesville. What's the obsession with McDonald's? Over the years, you've had an obsession with McDonald's.
Listen, I've been eating it since 1984, I think, since I was four, maybe five, when I used to get my little allowance. And nothing has changed. And I've always been a bit advocate for it. You know, I mean, eating healthy is one thing. And people, I don't know. Everybody's different. I'm still in shape, still fast, still everything. And I'm those that eat healthy, I'm all for it. But I really think you can enjoy yourself. You can enjoy life. Eat what you want to. All you have to do is just work out. You know, have discipline to work out based on what you consume. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I mean, look at me. I'm 51 and I still look great.
Well, are you 41 now? You're not 51. How?
No, 51. You got to add 10 years to the wear and tear, man.
I was about to say. You were 4 or 5 in 84. That's my age. What do you mean 51?
He was waiting on that one. He had that one ready to go. You know what's funny is every so often, see, now you realize that I follow you, but so I see you like working out with all these different guys, whether you're with T.O. working out, or then I see with Antonio Brown working out, and the whole it's pretty small little community down here, isn't it? When it comes to working out and getting all the guys from Dade County together,
we'll all be together, right? I think all the mini camps are the mini camps over yet? They're over, right?
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, everybody's done.
So probably in another week or so, this is when everybody gets together, when it's time, right before it's time to go to camp, and it gets real dirty and grungy out there, you know, as far as working and preparing to go to training camp. So I look forward to that. And obviously, I'm always trying to play DB, and I look forward to locking Antonio up this year as well. I look forward to that.
How are you enjoying your second professional career with the Boca Raton Football Club, the FC out there?
I'm loving it. I don't think people really understand, you know, my love for the game of soccer. I mean, for those who know me and watched or followed my career, they would know how much I love soccer.
Well, I know you love FIFA, the video game. I didn't realize you liked the actual sport.
Yeah, that too. But I just didn't have the resources to play coming out of Liberty City, you know, to play at a professional level. So I had no choice but to stick with football. But, you know, European football has always been my number one sport. Even ahead of football, I couldn't play it. So now that they have the opportunity, you know, I'm trying my best to get as good as I can at it, and it's difficult. It's a very humbling sport for me, and I'm just enjoying my time with Boca Raton, and I'm thankful for them for allowing me to, you know, live out that wonderful dream of mine.
Chad, before we get back to what you've got going on, 40 Yards of Gold coming up Saturday, I want to ask you about, speaking of Dade County, the amount of players in the NFL.
Wow.
It's incredible, the high schools, and I find out then, you know, as I get down here from California, that all you guys play youth football together, growing up together, even if they go to different schools. Everybody, are you amazed ever by how many kids out of Dade County end up playing in the NFL?
You know what? Not really. I'm not amazed by it, but I'm not surprised. That's our golden ticket. That's our golden ticket out, you know. You know, for all the stresses that I'm thinking on my behalf,
right?
All the stresses that I put my grandma through, all the stresses that I put my mom through, all those years of turmoil and headaches and crying and struggling, like me being able to pay them back, that is my golden ticket. And come hella high water, I had promised both of them that one day you would never have to struggle again. And I'm sure those that make it, that come from the same areas, I have that same concept and same mentality of wanting to reach that pinnacle of life, of being able to reach that dream of theirs, to be able to take care of those that took care of them during those rough times.
You still driving a smart car?
I will never stop driving. That is the epitome of luxury.
It's unbelievable. I had to show Joe the picture of it just to show what you were driving around here. All right, so you got big event coming up this weekend. The 40 Yards of Gold is going to be at 7 to 10 p.m. BB&T Center and Sunrise. You can also see on pay-per-view as well. Rick Ross going to be performing. DJ Irie going to be there. Like, you got a cast there coming this Saturday.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. And I think people don't understand. Do you know how much pressure? I know the guys might walk around confident. They might do all this talking. Do you know how much pressure is on the line? It's $1 million for one.
Wow.
It's an easy million for doing something. It's only 40 yards, and all you have to do is win, what, maybe four times? It's 16 people, so you just got to race four times.
That's amazing. It. You don't want to lose, though.
And you walk away with $1 million. You know how that is a nice chunk of change to have before the season starts.
Ooh,
you know what you can
buy
with that?
Yeah,
man. You can buy rims for a smart car.
You have rims on your smart car?
Of course.
All right. Just want to make sure.
By the way, you got to get off to a good start, though, right? Chad, no matter what, that start that 40 is.
I mean, this is the funny thing. Everybody's fast, so your start has to be perfect. Because if it's not, there's no, you have no time to catch up.
That's right. Man, that's going to be fun. Hey, Chad, we may see you on Friday. Should we check back with you?
Matter of fact, listen, I'm coming in Friday because I love you guys.
Wow.
I'm going to bring Krispy Kreme, coffee, and McDonald's for everybody. And we're gonna talk football.
Oh man, that's beautiful.
I'm loving it.
Right out of McDonald's, man.
You know, I just thought about we can talk basketball too because I'm thinking about joining the Heat and playing in the summer league in Vegas.
Is that right? No, I like that.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Why not? Oh, for it.
By the way, we'll take trash talking to a whole new level right there. Yeah.
Exactly.
You'd be worth it anyway. You and Udonis at the end of that bench—that's scary, man. That's scary. I wouldn't want to play the Heat at that point. All right, so we'll see you on Friday, Chad.
Chad, thank you very much for coming on. Appreciate it.
I love you guys.
All right, back at you, man. Thank you. Chad Ochocinco joining us here, man.
40 Yards of Gold this Saturday at the BB&T Center, 7 to 10 p.m., 40yardsofgold.com for tickets, and it's on pay-per-view as well.
Yeah. You know, I was getting ready to ask him, but he's coming in Friday.
No, save it now if we're going to have him on Friday.
I just wanted to know his thoughts.
You see the guys beam up in the back, by the way, and he said he's bringing donuts and McDonald's.
Oh, that'll bring a lot of shows in early.
I mean, can't go wrong with Krispy Kreme.
These guys beamed up in the back.
I'm sure they're fresh in the morning, too.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They're fresh. Like, if you get them 4 days earlier, they feel fresh.
Wait till you see, by the way, if he comes in the smart car, what this thing looks like with him in it. I mean, it's crazy. It's the smallest thing I've ever seen.
Well, listen, we got to go to break here. We got Matt Hayes, college football writer and Bleacher Report, going to join us a little bit later on. We'll talk about everything going on at Florida State. Including the AD coming out saying,
oof.
This is on Jimbo Fisher.
Woof.
We got a lot of stuff to get to. I want to thank Chad for joining us this morning.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I want to thank Chad for getting up with us this morning, and apparently he said we'll see him again Friday. And
says he's bringing breakfast coming in.
He didn't have to bring breakfast, but love to have him come in and jump in on everything going on, free agency.
He's going to try out for the Heat.
Big sports fan. Anyway, I always say this, too, by the way, that whole thing with the football in Dade County, which is the number one county for NFL players active. I mean, it's crazy. And I know
Brown
LA
is trying to catch up.
I know LA is like a zillion times bigger and got tons of players in that area. Hell, they got 20 something million people in a small area. But that little county of a couple million people, whatever it is, somewhere between 2 and 3 million people in Dade County. You name the high school, and there is dudes coming out of there, and in some cases, some of these numbers, like 10, 12, 13, 14 D1 players coming out of these schools, has just been crazy.
You wonder why so much of that budget stuff for recruiting around the country has South Florida's name all over it.
If we could just get a small piece of that budget, if we made those people on their budget pay taxes down here, we could do okay for ourselves.
You're right.
When they're coming down, we could fix up a lot of fields, man.
Right.
For sure, we'd be able to fix a lot of stuff. So anyway, we got Matt Hayes, I said before, going to join us. He got a huge article on Bleacher Report. Got a bunch of people talking from the athletic director and others talking about FSU's problems, talking about last year, and Willie Taggart going 5-7, Willie wasn't a problem. It was the guy there that had the 5-6 the year before and all the things that he did and didn't do, including checkout on the team. So it not exactly – listen, Jimbo wins every day, right?
Yeah,
he's in Texas A&M. He's got a contract basically for the rest of his career, right?
If he signed a 10-year, $75 million deal, and everything there outside of that is taken care of. So you think about that.
And you know what else? Like, he happens to win a national championship 4 or 5 years down the road. They just extend it longer. He probably never sees the end of it. They just keep extending it to him with more clauses, so it gets more and more expensive for him to try to get out of it, and that would be it. So, yeah, that's kind of crazy stuff. By the way, speaking of the NBA, my God, this thing is it couldn't be any better. With like every time you get up in the morning, there's new rumors and speculation on more guys, especially the 5Ks from Kawhi, KD, Kyrie, Kimba, and Clay. You don't have to say their full names. You know who they are.
No, that's right? When you're on that level, yeah.
So, anyway, I just look. And now the latest, actually with Kimba. Kimba going, hey, the Celtics are going all in. The Mavs are going all in to get Kimba. So, and they could now be the front runners. And I'm like, my God, man. He's definitely getting a max contract. And, of course, talking about Jimmy Butler maybe going to Houston, which
has to be in a sign and trade.
If Jimmy Butler and they got to keep the two guards.
It's a pretty good big three right there.
That's your best big three.
Yeah, that's
now the problem is one of those threes has trouble staying healthy.
Well, can I say it would be the best big three until I find out what the Lakers do? Because of LeBron, Anthony Davis, and
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he'd probably be the other one there.
I don't.
But I would have to see. Yes, that would be if that happened and Jimmy Butler got signed by Philly, got to fifth year because that's what he would want, and then got traded to Houston, and they didn't have to give up Chris Paul to get him, and they kept that big three together. That would be the best big three on paper until I saw what happens in La La Land.
I'm dying to see who's going to get dumped. I'm just going to give you – LA's already got AD, so to me, anything, they're going to get somebody else. I don't know. It might be a secondary, one of the secondary free agents, which is not a shot because it could still be a good player. But Brooklyn, New York, or the LA Clippers, somebody's getting dumped in this thing.
Bad dump, too, because you're thinking you're getting one of these five, the Ks, the five, one of those guys, and you're not. And I feel like it's got the sniff of the Knicks all over.
Which guy? I was wondering, which guy's the biggest of the 5Ks, the biggest mystery to you?
I think it's Kawhi. Because it's Clippers or Toronto. And I don't think there's another team in the mix.
See, I think KD's just there, too.
Well, you got to think it's the Nets or the Warriors or the Knicks in that?
Yeah, but that's three locations. Yeah, I don't see KD going down south.
Like that, Kyrie, we think is going to one of those two New York teams, and probably Brooklyn if he does.
And I'm dying to see if LA, if the Lakers somehow getting creative.
Get Kyrie.
Find a way to get one of those other guys. Oh, yeah. Bring in another and go, all right, we own the big three. We're the big three of the big three. Because right now, you look out there, and there's really, with guys injured and not knowing, I'd ask you, we really don't have a big three right now. We don't have a big three out there.
No, no. Golden State, if they re-sign Clay and KD, would still have their big guys, but two of them aren't playing for a majority, if not all of next season.
Mostly a vacation year coming up.
Philadelphia, if they lose Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, they take a step back after two big trades to get those two guys. Boston's going to lose Kyrie. Even if they sign Kemba, they're still not the same team they were. Maybe they're better, actually, with Kemba. You never know. Toronto, if they lose Kawhi, they're done. They're toast.
Well,
Milwaukee might lose Middleton.
He's
like,
a big swing
they might
guy.
Be toast. Yeah, like you never
know.
You know
what? He may be of all the guys, Kyrie may be the best of going to a team and getting the most out of everybody else around him. We saw Kyrie just, and it's not a shot, man. A lot of guys either have that or they don't. Where you join the team, obviously LeBron's got it. Obviously Michael Jordan had it where – you make everybody around you better.
You think Kyrie is that guy?
I don't think Kyrie's that guy. No.
Kyrie's not that guy. Yeah, I agree with that. I think he goes to a team and he's kind of just, it's his ball, his team, and you either play his way or this team is just going to fold. And we saw that with Boston.
You shoot the way he shot in that last series, he got nobody to blame but himself. Besides the fact that we're finding out some of the guys on the team weren't big fans of his for whatever reason.
If Kemba Walker doesn't go to Boston, which is one of the other teams rumored in there, and they end up just having Gordon Hayward and their two young the studs, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and they have Rozier also. Is this a fail by Ainge over the last 7 or 8 years? Because didn't he have like all these draft picks and all this money, and I'm going to get the best
team
assembled?
They got one problem. They
got
to get a big. They got to get from
somebody.
Well,
they're losing their aging big.
Well, they lost their other guy, the backup center, too. The big guy's gone. They got so they got to get a big guy, but the rest of that team's pretty damn good. It's not bad, whoever they decide to sign with that group.
But remember, like Boston with all these assets and all these draft picks, and they're going to be a championship contender. They can't even make it to, you know, they made the Eastern Conference Finals with their young guys. Then they bring their best player back, and they can't get there. It's weird, man. That Boston team is really weird.
Boston could never, with all the people they had and all the pieces, he could never figure out a rotation and how to keep all the guys happy. And then we heard he treated his two max contract guys differently than he treated the rest of them. They didn't like it. They just all had success, and now their roles changed. So I think that guy, a year before we were stroking him, he's the greatest coach of all time.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, oh yeah, this is the next up-and-coming guy. Yeah,
and,
that's it.
And now all of a sudden, he couldn't get him. It just didn't work.
No, it didn't
guys
work.
Guys had experience. That young first-round group of those guys didn't like the veteran guys.
Well, they got healthier and they got worse. When you don't usually see that happen. Kyrie came back, Gordon Hayward came back, and they got worse.
Listen, man, there's one basketball, there's one football, right?
Right.
And those two sports, how are you going to handle it? Is it going to be about winning championships, or is it going to be about your minutes, your shots, and all that stuff? Anyway, we got to check in. You know what we got coming up, right? We got Matt Hayes, college yes. football writer for Bleacher Report's going to join us. And we got to get caught up on O.J. Simpson and unbelievable reaction on Twitter, too. Some classics. We'll have those coming up for you as well. Make sure we get some people all fired up here this morning. We don't want to leave anybody out. You can always join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to WQAM for up-to-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQAM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM. We're going to head out right now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Matt Hayes, college football writer for Bleacher Report, and the story we've been talking about, the kind of mess up in Tallahassee, joins us right now. Matt, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Always good to be on with the great Joe Rose.
Matt, thank you, man. How you been, Matt? How you doing before we get going on another crazy college football season?
I'm doing well, my friend. The heat. I love the heat, man. You know me. I'm a Florida boy, so I love the heat. I don't complain about it at all. Everything's well.
You know, it's funny, Matt. Like, you write a zillion articles, right, on stuff, and hardcore, you know, football fans are in. But you write something on Jimbo Fisher. Everybody's brother has picked it up about the problems on their 5-7 the year before, a 5-6 with Jimbo Fisher. But pretty good sources on that stuff with the AD and everything else going, hey, listen, Jimbo wasn't so great with all this stuff. What surprised you the most as you were putting that story together about Jimbo Fisher?
You know what, Joe? What I think really surprises me most about these situations, and I want to be very clear, this is not unique to Florida State or Jimbo Fisher. This happens all the time. And if you want a great example, it's very similar to what happened with Florida with Urban Meyer. Other than the, you know, Florida had more issues with players off the field and getting arrested,
right,
and things like that.
That's
Jimbo
right.
Had. But very similar, Joe. Very similar in the way they left the locker room. You know, very similar in the way they left an entitlement issue. But I think it's as much as anything. It's right now in this day and age with social media and the way it has kids' ears and eyes and everything is instant and you got to be reactionary and a kid's got to be on there and he's got to be talking about who he is and what he's all about. It's very hard for coaches to stay at programs long-term because it's very hard for players to hear that same message over and over. And I truly believe that, you know, at any situation, when that starts to happen, you start to lose it a little bit in the locker room. And some coaches can handle it. Some coaches can redirect it. Some coaches can't. Some coaches make big mistakes like Jimbo made with Jameis Winston. And you know, three different assistants I talked to told me that was where it all began, was when he started, when it was the old different rules for different fools kind of thing with Jameis Winston. You know, when that happens and you start doing things like that, other players see that, Joe. You know this. You're in locker rooms. Other players see it, and they start to think, well, I can push him too. And then there becomes an entitlement issue where if you're a good player, you get away with more than guys who maybe aren't such good players. And then your locker room is fractured, and then you've got big problems.
Matt, were you surprised when kind of the athletic director or other guys that were in charge specifically kind of came out and said, this was like Jimbo. This was all on Jimbo. This all happened when Jimbo was here. Were you surprised that it came out like that?
You know what, Greg? I haven't seen ADs talk like Dave Coburn did, frankly, and on the record. But I will say this. Dave Coburn's not your typical AD. He's a guy who, you know, has been with Jim Thrasher in politics in the state of Florida for three decades. So he understands the ins and outs of all what's going on with how you deal with the media, how you deal with politics, how some things get out and some things don't get out. He said those things for a reason. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think he said them because he wanted to try and show the average Florida State fan who, you know, by November of last year was screaming they got to pay $12 million to get rid of Willie Taggart. He wanted to show them, look, this is not all his fault. He walked into a mess here. You know, and the difference is a guy like Jeremy Foley of Florida didn't say a word about Urban Meyer, where if he could have and he wanted to get on the record, he would have said the same thing, if not more. But it's, you know, different guys deal with things different ways. And I don't think it's wrong that Dave Coburn did that at all by any stretch of the imagination. I just think it's unique to the situation.
Matt, it's really hard, though, in Urban situation when they have that great run and then Jimbo's got that great run going with Jameis Winston going, hey, man, we're winning. We won a championship. We're getting close to winning another one. You win so much. Don't you feel like everybody kind of goes, well, this is not all good, but damn, this winning's got everybody fired up. Does it make it that much more difficult for everybody?
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does. There's no doubt. I mean, Joe, they won 27 straight games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say, hey, man, let's do something different or let's rock the boat a little bit, you know? And again, I think the problem, all three of those assistants told me, the big problem was in the second year, it was clear there were locker room issues. It was clear that there were entitlement issues. And it wasn't just the suspension. The suspension was kind of the cherry on top of the sundae, whereas, you know, you've got Jameis arguing with Jimbo at the goal line while he's all dressed out going through pre-workouts for a game, and he shouldn't even be dressed at
right.
all.
That was
he's
weird.
He's running around the field in full pads, and he's arguing with Jimbo, and all three of those guys said, are you kidding me? Jimbo should have said, get out of here. I don't want to see you again for 2 weeks. I don't even want to see you around the facility for 2 weeks. And he didn't. So, and after the game, he had some kind of ham-handed excuse about, well, it was a miscommunication between us and the equipment staff. There is no miscommunication.
Right.
Can you imagine Nick Saban saying, yeah, there was a miscommunication between
Never.
Me and the equipment staff? Never, ever, ever. And so I think it's, you know, he certainly was in a situation where he had a generational-type quarterback and he realized what he had. But those guys kept stressing me over and over, Joe, that you could see it during the season. And if you look at that team's scores, you look how they did. I think they won like seven games by like 10 points or less or something like that. And then they just got destroyed by Oregon, a team that they were much better than talent-wise.
Hey, Matt, can we blame divorce? I blame divorce throughout my life from time to time on things that have happened to me. Can we blame like the his kind of went public a little bit, which was a little awkward for everybody, and actually talked to him about it. That have anything to do with this at all, or is that a little weak?
Well, I can tell you this. I've been through one, and believe me, it's brutal, and I hate saying this about any woman, but, man, mine was an idiot. So if that was a situation, if he was dealing
well,
with...
Well, you say yours or mine. I didn't hear. Did you say...
Mine.
Both of you be careful. Both of you be careful.
I'm sure as I say mine was an idiot, you're shaking your head. Again, I'm not saying that about any woman, but again, if do I think that was part of it? I mean, I don't see how it could it.
I agree.
If it's something that has really started to distract you off the field, you know, it's very hard for anyone, not even just the coach, to not let it distract what they're doing professionally.
My favorite quote from the article is, keep the players eligible.
Oh, yeah.
That Jimbo threw out there. I mean, that's just, you read that kind of stuff and you could just understand what kind of trouble and what kind of problems are going on in that program for a couple of years. I see that and go, wow, that has red flags all over it.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And again, I want to stress this too, Greg. That is not unique to Florida State, man. I'm telling you, it's not unique to Jimbo either. You'd be shocked at how many coaches are like that. And again, you'd probably be more shocked at how many are not. I don't think enough coaches get credit for not only how important academics is to them and how important it is they make it for the kids, but how much they work with them on that. So, it's certainly a red flag. It's certainly like when you see stuff like that, you realize that guys get away with things, and guys just can't get away with things. You just can't. And believe me, I work every day on the radio with Leon Searcy. You know Big Leon,
yep.
Former Cane hero.
Right.
And Leon says all the time, when you're 18, 19-year-olds and you're in a college football program, you are begging for discipline. You're begging for someone to discipline you and to put you in the right position and right direction. And if you don't do that, clearly that was not the case right there at Florida State.
Hey, Matt, real quickly, Herbert, Tua, Fromm, you've seen them all play. You've interviewed them all. What are your thoughts in what order right now for you before this season starts if they all play well?
Well, I haven't interviewed Herbert yet. I'm going out there probably in about a month, so I'm excited about that. Just watching them play, Joe, I love the way Herbert throws the ball. I think he's a guy. If you want to talk about, perfect, pro style, arm strength, size, everything, I think Herbert just throws a beautiful ball. He's got to prove he can win big road games. He's got to prove he can lead them in a unique direction back to where they were once 5 years ago. I think Tua is just very accurate. A really good quarterback. I'm not seeing number one overall, I can tell you that. I know everyone else is saying that. I'm not seeing that. Everybody's saying Jake Fromm's the first rounder. I see Aaron Murray with Jake Fromm. So, I'm not like other people. The last two guys, but I think Herbert's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that. Hey, by the way, you're up in the northern part of the state. Are they going through this high school, like all these top players are switching high schools every year? Is that a South Florida thing, or is that going on everywhere?
No, that's everywhere, bro. It's not like the old days when you had to go to school, and if you transferred, you literally had to move. Your family
right.
had to move and go to that area. It's not that way anymore, man. They can go wherever they want here.
Well, we got a guy down here, three high schools in 3 years. He's a five-star junior safety. Unbelievable story. Matt, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
All right, fellas. My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Matt Hayes, college football writer for Bleacher Report here. As we continue on here, Greg.
Hey, thanks. I got four texts during that. Did that guy just call you Greg?
You know what? He didn't know your name.
Because
Jack's
know my
pretty
name.
Pretty common name.
He was just thinking it doesn't sound like anything else. I mean, if you call me Jack, it'd be one thing. I'd be like, whatever.
Hey, Jack. Let me see.
That's fine.
Zach Jack.
That's fine.
I like the guys who just call you Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Like that, just pretend you don't exist.
Yeah. I take it.
Well, listen, we got.
I don't know where he got that from. I told him.
Well, you know,
it was funny. No, I was great. I was
thrilled.
I was giving him the finger when he was back the finger.
I do appreciate that.
Because you can tell it bothers him a little bit, so I was giving him the finger. Yeah.
Well, listen, I do have good news. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up.
Yeah.
We get a lot more stuff. We got check in on OJ's. We got the best response to OJ's. Little Michael Jackson, maybe?
We did cut up some of the best responses, so we'll have those for you.
I'm excited.
We sliced them up, and they're ready to go.
Good, man. All right. Always like see what
we're going to be able to carve out some time for that.
See, we got OJ, man. We'll check in
Patrick,
on OJ.
So I'm just going to call everyone different names from now on.
And by the way, we got your text messages on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. That's Zach Krantz. He's joining me every morning. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.